right. I'd like to call the meeting order, please. Council members' microphones are live. Mr. Standish, roll call.
Mayor Hiermath.
Here.
Vice Mayor Waters. Councilmember Hornet.
Here.
Councilmember Pena.
Here.
Councilmember Rodman.
Here.
Councilmember Snyder.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
Would everybody please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, with that, we'll move to upcoming meeting announcements. Ms. Nowak.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. We have a few extra meetings on the list tonight since we won't meet again for another month, so if you'll bear with me. We've got the Historic Preservation Commission November 6th at 5 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room, followed by Planning and Zoning on the 8th at 6 here in Chambers. Water Utility Commission meets November 13th at 6th in the Hopi Conference Room. Stormwater Utility meets on the 16th at 4, also in the Hopi Conference Room. Board of Adjustment will meet on November 28th at 3 o'clock here in Chambers. And the Historic Preservation Commission meets again December 4th at 5 p.m. in the Hopi. We have two more. Planning and Zoning on December 5th at 6 here in Chambers. And our next council regular session is December 6th at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Any council reports?
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Snyder.
Thank you. I'd like to report this evening the reason Vice Mayor Waters is not sitting next to me like he normally does. He's attending, representing the town of Oro Valley at the Inside Tucson Business 2017 Executive Excellence Awards Ceremony at Desert Diamond. Our own Oro Valley Police Chief, Danny Sharp, has been named a finalist for CEO of the Year. Now, that sounds a little odd. That he's a police chief being nominated for CEO of the Year, but as many of you know, he spent 18 months in the town manager's chair where Ms. Jacobs now sits. And he's been recognized in the region for that, and he's a finalist for that award tonight, so we don't know if he's going to get it or not. He's out of town celebrating his anniversary, and Vice Mayor Waters is there to hopefully capture that award on his behalf. So congratulations, Chief.
Any other council reports? All right, there being none, we'll move to department reports. Ms. Jacobs.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Members of Council, we have two reports tonight, one from Amanda Jacobs on economic development and from Christy Diaz-Trejan, who will talk about the Big Wash Trail.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of Council, and members of the audience. Just wanted to talk about a couple of exciting things happening in our community. This Friday, we'll be launching our 7th annual Shop Oro Valley Holiday Campaign. And we're encouraging everyone, if they spend $25 at any Oro Valley business, to come in here to Town Hall, or you can submit your receipt online, and you could be entered into win prize drawings. We have over 108 businesses participating this year, and I want to give a little shout out to our economic development specialist, Margie Adler. This program has grown. We used to have about 20 businesses participating, so to now see it grow to over 100 is fantastic. And also want to give a big shout out to the Greater Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce. All of us have been feeling the pain of the construction off of La Cañada and Lambert, and so the Chamber of Commerce is actually donating prizes for all of the businesses that have been impacted by this road construction. So I want to thank Mr. Dave Perry, the President and CEO of the Greater Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, for his generosity. Also, if I can bring everyone's attention, if they missed it, the last council meeting, on December 2nd and 3rd, we'll be having our Festival of the Arts and our 18th annual tree lighting celebration. So I encourage you to go out to the Oro Valley Marketplace. There's gonna be over 150 artists and vendors. There's also gonna be a visit by Santa Claus around 4 o'clock. There's gonna be student performances from 4 to 6. And of course, at 6 o'clock, the grand finale of the tree lighting. And then actually the day before, there's a free community event by the Hilton El Conquistador. If you want to check out Santa there, there's also going to be children activities. And then there's going to be a huge gingerbread house, if you've never seen it. But again, something free for all the family to enjoy. With that, that concludes my presentation. I'll kick it over to Ms. Diaz-Trahan.
Thank you, Ms. Jacobs. So I'm excited to tell you that the Big Wash Trail volunteer group was out there this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. There were 62 volunteers, and the majority were youth and the high school youth program. They constructed a mile of trail. They have another one-third of a mile left, and their next community build day is November 5th. If you're interested in participating, you can go to SDMB, that stands for Sonoran Desert Mountain Bike.org. You can register with them and save the date, December 9th. We will have a ribbon cutting. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. And I lost my place. Okay, I have reviewed the order of business, and there is going to be a minor change. We're supposed to have the youth art program go first, but I'm going to put the youth art program second, and then we'll have the presentation for the Oro Valley Music Festival first, and that's the only change that we're going to make. The rest of the agenda will stand as posted. With that, I do not have call the audience, so Mike, we'll go with presentation number two first.
Mr. Mayor, my apologies. There should be a call to the audience from Ms. Michelle Armstrong with the Tohonatchuh Park, just to give you an update on the winter lights.
Okay, I don't have it, but Ms. Armstrong, would you like to come to call the audience?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Michelle Armstrong. Not only am I a board member for the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, I am here as a representative of Tohonatchuh, and we're excited to announce that December 1st kicks off our holiday nights, where over 5,000 people attend the six-night extravaganza stretching over 3 weeks. We have over 19 performers, which includes students and bands, magicians, and this year we're actually bringing back Santa, who hasn't been there in 7 years. So we're really excited. It's a great community event, and we actually partnered with the town of Oro Valley on it. So we're very pleased to continue that partnership. And Ms. Amanda Jacobs invited us to come down and talk about it because we're really excited. We've been doing it for over 10 years now, and it's something that's really special and dear to our hearts, the community, and families to come engage in the nice botanic gardens with over a million twinkle lights. So thank you very much.
Thank you. On that note, are there any other call the audience speakers that would like to approach the council and speak to the council? Okay, there being none. Mike, we'll go with presentation number two first.
Presentation of a plaque of appreciation to Rich Elias for his support and role in bringing the Oro Valley Music Festival to our community.
So some of you might recall that my State of the Town address, not this year, but 2 years ago, we talked about really how Oro Valley is rapidly becoming that place where memories are created, and I had encouraged individuals to be each other's best memory. And that's exactly what happened with a specific instance in the Oro Valley Music Festival that Tricia Stanley explained an amazing experience her grandson Nicholas had, and I'd like to read part of that to you now. And this is from Tricia. I attended the first day of the Oro Valley Music Festival and enjoyed every minute of it. The event was well planned and offered a great viewing venue. Also noteworthy was my grandson Nicholas was given the personal guitar from the country music headliner Lee Bryce. I thought I would let you know this so you can let others know about the kindness of country music artists and how much they mean to people young and old. My grandson was sitting on the shoulders of a family friend, enjoying the concert, moving his hands to the music, and smiling at how much fun it was to be seeing someone perform songs he knew. Afterward, Lee Bryce came out for his encore song. He pointed to my grandson, then ended the song, autographed his guitar, and pointed again to Nicholas, and passed his guitar to people in the front row to give Nicholas, who was in the third row. Nicholas was super happy and excited to receive this special gift. I thought this was something happy in light of what happened, and this came on the heels right after the incident in Las Vegas. We are a strong nation, and music really does heal the heart. And I do believe Tricia is here with this evening along with her grandson Nicholas and parents Gregory and Megan. Would you guys mind standing so we can recognize you and give you a round of applause? Are you guys here? All right, well, we're going to give them a round of applause anyway. check. And then also, before I have Rich Elias, who is the really brainchild, along with his brother Rob, do a presentation. What this council really is interested in is the demographic breakdown by age, zip code, and locale. So I hope you have all that stuff ready for you. No, I'm just joking. So on a serious note, forgive me for my back to you. There are individuals in every one of our lifetime where you might not be able to point to that individual, but they radically affect the quality of your life, and they affect the quality of a community, and they're very humble. They don't search the spotlight. They don't seek the limelight. They don't seek the accolades. And I got to tell you, with the Oro Valley Music Festival, Rich Elias is that person. He has worked tirelessly to bring positive attribution to the town of Oro Valley and has done an incredible job of being that individual who will help create better memories unselfishly for somebody else. And Rich, you can curse your brother Rob for this because he was in on it from the get-go, but this is not a presentation that we wanted to have you give the town of Oro Valley. This is a presentation that the mayor, the council, and all the residents of the town of Oro Valley wanted to give a presentation to you and offer you our heartfelt thank you. Thank you for what you do to the town of Oro Valley. Thank you for bringing a national spotlight to the town of Oro Valley in a very, very positive manner. And with that, we have this beautiful framed memento for you. So if you want to come up here, we'd like to present this to you, Rich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council. I'm not very good with microphones, so forgive me. A couple years ago, we had an idea to bring music to Oro Valley at the golf course that I worked at. And it was a small idea at the time, and now it's turned into something pretty cool, I think. We love music. Everybody loves music. It connects people. And I think that what we do in creating memories for families from age 5 to age 75, the artists that come here, they love the mountains, they love the scenery, and the more we can do to broadcast what Oro Valley is about is why we decided to take it from little and keep growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I couldn't be more proud of this event. We couldn't have done it without everybody on the board, Mr. Mayor, the council, the police department, the fire department. It's just been, there's so many people that have a hand in this. It's not me, it's everybody. And thank all these people behind you. Thank everybody who's involved, because it's a really cool event, and we hope everybody comes to see it next year. Thanks.
Thank you. And just as a quick aside, Rich, I just want to let you know that Rob was going to be included in that, and he said, you know what, I'm just here for support. This is Rich's baby. He puts in the incredible amount of hours. So, Rob, I just wanted to say thank you for your service to the town of Oro Valley and your contribution to the Oro Valley Music Festival, in addition to helping other people have the ability, the fortunate ability, to create these positive, lasting, lifetime memories. So thank you for your efforts as well. Appreciate it. Okay, with that, we'll move on to presentation number one. Mike?
Presentation, Youth Art Program by the Arts and Culture Ambassadors.
Ms. Jacobs.
Mr. Mayor, council, members of the audience, I want to introduce three of our arts and culture ambassadors, Sasha Case, Joanne Carolla, and you haven't met our fourth and newest arts and culture ambassador, Lisa D'Angelo. It is hard to believe we actually started this youth art exhibit over 3 years ago. We've been on a hiatus, and we're back. And Sasha, take it away.
Ms. Case.
Hello, Mayor and Council. Thank you for having us back. It only took me 2 years to learn that I could pick this up.
And I've been here seven, didn't know I could pick it up. So.
So we are back with the next 4 months exhibiting the wonderful work that goes on in Oro Valley and the surrounding areas, created by members of our community, our youngest members, our youngest artists. And so this beautiful art display contains four schools. We're very fortunate to have added a couple of schools this year, one that Joanne will be speaking about briefly, and another one that you will see later on in the year. I wanted to first say a couple of thank yous as well. It's November, it's thank you month.
That's right.
So I wanted to say thank you to Gail Munden, who, a beautiful artist in our town, an art ambassador in our group, and who has donated these wonderful metal grids. We've changed our look. What do you think?
Love it. Mm-hmm.
So we are so fortunate to have these grids that were donated by Gail, and more importantly, her husband, who didn't want them in the garage anymore. So
you could have left that part outside.
That's the best part. Anyway, so I also would like to thank Lisa D'Angelo, who has taken it upon herself, given hours to what I call the pop-up posse, mounting these exhibits. We work in a group of about seven who mount these exhibits both here and at other locations, and I so appreciate the support that actually my friends have given me by creating this posse. But Lisa's also now, as part of her role as art ambassador, going out into the community to look for venues, commercial venues with empty windows, so we can create window exhibits. And with that, thank you, Lisa. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pass the mic to Joanne, who's going to tell you about our new pop-up exhibit that's not here.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Sasha. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and audience. Thank you for having us here this evening. And our next pop-up art exhibit will be at the Oro Valley Marketplace. It will be just to the north end of that, near Tangerine, near Urgent Care. And that those windows there will feature Ironwood Ridge High School. And that is primarily a black and white exhibit in pen and ink. Beautiful, 12 different students. So I invite you all to stop over at Oro Valley Marketplace and check it out.
Please. Thank you.
There you go.
So. When does that begin?
It's up now, and it will be up until December, and then we are very fortunate to have Toscana Gallery. Linda Ahern is going to be exhibiting some of her students' work, so we're very excited about that. Another new entity in our youth arts program. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the presentation on this wall here. So our first, over to the left here, we have Immaculate Heart. The students are in first grade, and I hope some of them are here. I know some of them are here. They studied the British artist Eloise Renouf, who illustrated, who was very fond of illustrating nature, the nature that was around her. So they studied her as part of an art history piece, and then they were looking at the different concepts of how to create a composition by looking at foreground, midground, and background. They used recycled scraps from other art projects to create this nature collage. So Miss Duffy isn't here, I think, this evening. Normally she is, but her daughter is getting married very soon, so she's in that critical moment of, ah! And I think part of the other reason nobody's here is because it's the final night of the World Series. So That's my guess. All the dads are like, I'm not going. Anyway, and moms. So, our second middle exhibit is digital photography. The teacher is Lee Street, and they work out of Canyon del Oro High School. I would like to draw your attention to the second photograph on the left, the hanging caterpillar. That photo received, that artist, that photographer received $2,500 from a national award for that particular photo. So these photos I thought were amazing. Lee Street shared several of them. They've all been in shows, and he allowed us to use these photos in this display. Then we move on to Gina Becca, who is the new fine art two-dimensional art professor over at Canyon del Oro, art facilitator, art inspirer, and she has shared with us some of the work of her students, and I find this fascinating. If there's any opportunity to look at this work closely, it is called micography, and my understanding is the artists use actual language, words. The lines they create on those pages are made up of words, repeating words. So if you look at those lines, it just seem like lines, they actually are saying something. And I'd like to point out the forest at the bottom left grid, because I spoke with the artist this evening, Jordan, and I told her, you know, she said, do you know about micography? And I said, well, yes, I've learned a little since I've hung this display. She has written her words, which are coded on the back, in Arabic, because she feels that Arabic is a beautiful visual language, and she is a lover of languages and apparently knows several already. So that forest is created entirely in Arabic script, and on the back, some of the meanings of those words are in English for anybody who is interested in knowing what she has said. And with that, I am going to turn the mic back over to Joanne so she can tell you about this wonderful program we have in Oro Valley and Oro Valley adjacent. They are one of our new entities in the room.
Okay, thank you, Sasha. The last work that we have is unique in two special ways. Number one, we think of a school primarily as a building, teachers, students. This particular presentation is special because it represents homeschooled students that receive supplementary classes from Quest for Education and Arts, known as Quest. And these classes are located in the Christina Taylor Green Education Building at St. Ordelia's Church here in Oro Valley. And they, what Quest does, they support and they complement the education that children receive at home through other schooling and through other schools as well. But classes that are received also include STEM subjects as well as art, drama, etc. And we have our art teacher here tonight, Mrs. Boone. And this exhibit, secondly, is special because November is the month that commemorates our veterans. And these students have created some beautiful flags here and self-portraits. And they are considered the American flag self-portrait. They consider this a tribute to our military servicemen and women who have given their lives to ensure our freedom using mixed media, which consists of tempera and oil pastel in a collage element. And also some of the students that have created these are here tonight. And this represents children in kindergarten through fifth grade. So they are our newest addition to our art. Thank you.
Fantastic.
And thank you this evening.
All right, so may we have all of our young artists and teachers of young artists stand up, please? We would like to acknowledge your efforts to create beauty in our community.
And if you'll all come forward, we would love to have you take a picture together.
And to the kids, I just want to say thank you for sharing your talents with us. You know, this town really is built on making sure that you guys have a vested interest in the future. And it is incredible. It just never ceases to amaze me how talented our kids are. And, I mean, this is just a little sample of really the kind of intelligence and the kind of artistry and the technical ability and the empathy and all the other things that go along with being an artist. To the parents, I want to say thank you for fostering that encouragement in your children. I know as adults, we are faced with incredible amounts of pressures, and for you to be here and encourage your kids to really allow them to be children because they grow up so fast, I want to say thank you. And to the teachers and the art teachers as well, thank you for allowing the opportunity to have a place where these children can actually express their artistic talents and artistic abilities. You know, I've always said that while the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics is very important, they're very mechanical, they're very rote by nature, they're very sterile subjects. And I have said that the soul of a community and the soul of an individual, I believe, are the humanities components, specifically arts. And so thank you for reinstilling that in our youth and letting them know that it's okay to be empathetic and sympathetic and kind and caring and respectful. And that, in my opinion, is what arts and culture embody. So thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to consent agenda. What's council's pleasure?
Mr. Mayor.
Councilmember Robin.
I'd like to move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
For a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Mike, regular agenda item number one.
Discussion and possible action regarding resolution number R17-45, authorizing and approving amendment number 4 to the intergovernmental agreement between the Regional Transportation Authority of Pima County and the Town of Oro Valley for regional transit service improvements, Project 48B, circular transit service improvements, Project 47B, special needs transit for elderly and disabled.
Staff report, Ms. Ramsey.
Good evening, Mayor Highmath, council members. I'm here to give you a brief update on agreement, IGA agreement amendment number 4. A brief history. So we, in 2010, as you're all aware, we lost some LTAF funds, local transit assistant funding, to the tune of about $500,000. Since then, we've been working very closely on a great partnership, I think, with the RTA. In 2011, we initiated the original IGA, which just covered briefly the general public and the ADA. A year later, we came back with that success, and we included the special services or the special needs. In 2013, we approved a five-year extension, so from 2013 to 2018, and that's what's expiring next year. And then 2016, we adopted the purchase of a fleet maintenance plan. We needed that because the RTA has also been paying their local, our local match to the 5310 applications. So this has been a great partnership with the RTA. They've expanded eligibility requirements, so we now have the general public riding with us. The area is expansive. It goes all the way out to Casino del Sol, and we serve approximately all of Pima County. Service hours have grown, and so have the service days. which have resulted in a significant increase of ridership over the time. If you notice, in 2011 was our worst case scenario. That was when we were starting to constrain services because of the loss of revenue and LTAP funds. Since then, all we've seen is growth. Over 244% growth. The last year, we're still growing at about 13%, which is unheard of. We're doing fabulous and the relationship's strong. Who do we carry? Well, 11% of our riders are seniors. That's 65 years of age or older. These seniors are not classified as ADA eligible. So these are seniors that need us for other reasons other than disabilities. And they use us once a month to go and have shots in their eyes to daily for just groceries. 80% of our riders are still our riders that are certified under the Americans with Disability Act. And our newest population that we started in 2011 was that general public group. We carry youth to and from activities, to and from school. We carry young adults who need to get their first jobs. So it's a great service. It's wonderful to watch. Of course, with that, we have an increase, significant increase in annual miles. The neat thing about this is not only is the partnership working, but our cost per trip has stayed relatively the same, if not gone down. We're holding our efficiency and our effectiveness while we offer the service. There's that slight gap of increase from 11 to 12, and some of you were here when we had to do a significant capital push into the transit because we needed buses. And now we're up to 28 buses, and we're operating. We have over 56 operators in play. Tonight in front of you is the IGA that extends the contract to 2020. It's our sustainable funding from the RTA. We're continuing to see growth in the community, and it was approved by the RTA board on the September 28th. And with that, I'm done.
Thank you. Amy, I just want to echo your sentiments regarding the RTA. I believe I was actually chair of the RTA when the LTAP funding was taken away. And at that point in time, we were faced with a situation as really what to do, because we really needed to make sure that our residents were going to be taken care of. And it was at that point when Vice Mayor Lou Waters and Councilmember Steve Solomon were tasked with really going out and doing the legwork and talking to the parents and kids and users of the Coyote Run transportation system, and really kind of making sure that their concerns and their fears were allayed. And I couldn't agree with you. You know, the RTA actually chose to gamble with the town of Oro Valley, and I think under your leadership back then as well, we said, you know, use the town of Oro Valley as a prototype and a template. And I think that it's been nothing but a success story. All the accolades that you showed up there, the increase in ridership, the increase in demographics, the increase in geographic area, et cetera, is a testament to really you. And I think that the quality and the level of the service that the transportation system, specifically for the town of Oro Valley, and I would say Metro Tucson region-wide, is directly attributable to you. So one, I would like to publicly thank the RTA for taking the gamble with partnering with the town of Oro Valley, and two, Amy Ramsey, for you in particular, for keeping that elevated level of service when it could have easily have disappeared. So I just want to say thank you. Councilmember Solomon and Councilmember Snyder.
Just wanted to echo that, and the staff has done an amazing job. And you know, years ago, Lou Waters had made a comment to me about, particularly when a lot of the drama would be going on and around town about politics and different projects, about, you know, he stated, I just wanted to get on council to do some public service to help the community. And years later, as the Coyote Run funding was cut and we transitioned to RTA, and we look at the amazing growth in that and the service of Rise, And I told Vice Mayor Waters, said, you know, Lou, you did it. This is it. This is the most amazing community service, public service that you could have done. you did succeed, and it's great. And the RTA was fantastic when we approached them. It was so simple, and like as the mayor said, they took it on. But man, our staff, I remember when you were working with just a few people, and the transition, you're just working tirelessly, going around all these people who were so concerned about their, you know, the bus service and ridership and all, and to see this thing have quadrupled in size, it's just amazing. You really look at it. And you can't be driving around Oro Valley or, frankly, the Tucson metro region without seeing a dial-a-ride bus. So it's just fantastic, and really do appreciate our staff, appreciate the RTA and their participation, and I just hope we can, you know, keep extending this and keep this program going, because it's phenomenal, and it serves the people that need the service the most.
Councilmember Snyder?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Amy, share all the same kudos to you and to your department, but I also want to say to Councilmember Solomon, you're a very humble guy, because you were down there, and you worked hard on this. And without your leadership, you and Lou, but you really went after this. And brought it home, Steve. Sorry.
No,
it's an emotional thing.
It's a very emotional topic.
For all of us. But it does show what can be done when you work out these meaningful regional partnerships. And it's all about building those relationships, sharing what the needs are, putting your heads together, and coming up with something that serves the entire community. But I don't want you to get away without the accolades, Mr. Solomon, that you deserve.
Councilmember Hornet?
Seems like yesterday. Yeah, doesn't it seem does, like yeah. yesterday?
Just to get back to business for a minute here. What does it cost to go to Casino del Sol?
You talking about the bus ride or after you actually enter the building?
I'm going to pay for my return trip before I go.
Anywhere from $30 on up. So.
Gosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
With that, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item number one on the regular agenda. Since I don't have the motion in front of me,
right.
I apologize.
That works just as well.
Second. Second.
Yeah. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Any future agenda items? There being none, no call the audience speaker. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before you do that,
nope.
One quick thing.
Christy,
I don't think she's still here. I just wanted to say, oh, there she is. There you are. Kudos to Spooktacular last weekend. It was fantastic. Several of the council members were there, and the mayor was there, and we saw hundreds and hundreds, probably over 1,000 kids, parents in costumes, and it was just a great event. And kudos to you and your staff and everybody over at the community center that made that happen. So thank you.
And while we're on it, last night the Oro Valley Police Department had a fantastic Safe Treats. Mm-hmm. I think there were over a dozen vehicles, and we ran out of candy probably within 30 minutes. So next year, I know some organizations that have been asking what they can do to help.
Next year, I'll contribute.
Okay.
Bring your business card on it.
I'll bring my candy back.
A little business card for your dental office is not what we're looking for.
What do you mean you ran out of candy? Come on.
Anything else?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Who's got the second to adjourn?
Second.
All right. Well, you first did it. So Solomon seconded it.
Let's just go.
All right. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
No. Thank you.